Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What is going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about tips on how to manage your contractors when you're scaling your business. So before we get started, please don't forget to subscribe to the show. I release an episode Monday to Friday, and I also have an interview with 7, 8, or even 9-figure entrepreneurs every single Saturday so that we can crack the code on how to scale a business while still being able to work remotely. So with this said, let's get into the content. Again, today we're going to talk about tips on how to manage contractors or freelancers. Now, if you are going yourself from a freelancer and solopreneur status to a CEO of a remote business, you need to have an effective way to manage your team. Now, you know how hard it is, and I know that especially if you had a job in a corporate environment in the past, we're always very, you know, good at pointing fingers to our managers saying they're not good, they're not effective, they wasted our time with meetings. But then the reality is that when we start, you know, hiring our own teams, we make very similar mistakes. And I want you to stop doing that because A, you're wasting a lot of time, and B, you're wasting a lot of money, and C, you're wasting a lot of human resources. If you hired someone that is effective and you're still not good at managing them, they'll slowly fall back into complacency, and that's the last thing that you want. So the first thing you want to do is make sure that when you hire someone as a contractor, that you're just to hire someone by going through an interview process. I want you to do something like a tryout process. I want you to hire at least 3, if not 4 different contractors, okay? And give them one task to work on. Just a couple of hours. Don't worry, I'm not asking you to hire them for a month. I'm saying that you want to hire them for one simple 2-hour task that you already know kind of the solution to in a way, and see how they work. I wouldn't necessarily tell them right away that they are quote unquote in competition against each other at the very beginning, but I would definitely let them know, hey, this is a trial task. I want to see how you work. And if everything goes well, then I'm going to hire you for 5, 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week. It really depends at that point. Once you have 3 or 4 people working on that task, what happens here is that you have a benchmark to go by. So the idea here is to give them an identical task and see A, how long it will take them to finish the work, B, how fast they answer to your questions, C, how detail oriented they are, and D, how coachable they are. This is absolutely important to understand. Every single business has different, you know, different things, different ways of working, different types of clients, different services that you provide, different processes and software that you use. So you can't not expect someone to start working with you and know exactly what you want and do it your exact way right away. You still need to coach them. So if you have someone that is coachable, you're going to really develop a long-lasting relationship with them. So again, hire 3 to 4 people, find out, get one task to them, the exact same task, and see how it goes. I said for 2 hours, it could even be 4 or 5 hours. It really depends on how much, you know, you care about finding the right person here. So once you're finished this process, and at this point you should have 4 deliveries from 4 different freelancers, then you want to again go through them and see exactly what you like and what you dislike from all of them. At the very beginning, generally speaking, I get at least 50% of the people that I tried, you know, like I just let them go because I simply don't like their quality. Then some of them, maybe 1 or 2 of them, of course, if it's just one that did a good job, then you go with that person. But if you have 2 people, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to hire one and just hire another one. It means that you may use one of them for one project, okay? And then you keep the other one aside for when you need maybe more work. And be very clear with them at the very beginning that, again, this is not when you hire them for that 2 to 3 hour task that you're not going to work with them necessarily right away. Tell them, hey, I'm just seeing what I can do. And the reason why I am saying this to you is because in the past, I wasted so much time in interview processes. And guess what happens? People get very good at interviews. That's it. They're very good at speaking. They're very good at promising what they can do. They're very good at showing you those, you know, success stories that they had. But then once you hire them and you start working with them, you actually start realizing that there were quite a few red flags that you couldn't have not seen in the interview process. So again, make sure that the interview process is something that you do at the very beginning, but instead of just doing 10 interviews and going with the one person that aced the interview, I want you to still do those 10 interviews, find out 4 or 3 people that did the best at the interview, and then hire them for a trial work of 3 to 4 hours, and then get the person that has done the best job possible on the trial work, because now you actually know how to work. You have their information. Does that take longer? Of course, it takes longer. Does that cost more at the beginning? Of course, but listen, I have a digital marketing agency and I wouldn't be where I am today if I did not do split testing or A/B testing with the ads that I run for my clients. I can't just assume that one ad works well and just put all my eggs in that basket. I still need to try and spend more money. Same story here. Do the campaigns cost more that way? Of course they do, because I'm running 4 campaigns at the same time. But guess what? In the long run, once I do the split test and I find out which campaign is bringing me the best results, I shut off all the other campaigns and have a very good optimized ad that's going to give me cheaper clicks and cheaper conversions. Same thing goes with the contractors that I work with. Do split testing, if you want to call it that way. Find out which person works best and stick with those people. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.